It's so good to be here tonight. Thank you so much for joining. You're part of the Guardians of the Faith, and I am so thankful for all that God has done in this season. We were just talking off recording that the season has changed. It's darker early, and in order to get different results, we have to begin to do different things. I challenge you in this season to open up your hearts. Let's begin to love more. Let's begin to do more for one another. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we thank you. Thank you for your word, God. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that every day you give us new mercies. For this day, our daily bread. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us. Thank you, Lord, how you loved us first. God, we praise you. We give you glory as we motivate your people tonight. We ask, Lord, that you give your people what they need. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, for your guidance. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your words of encouragement, your words of understanding, your words of acknowledgement, God, your words of comfort, your words of joy. And we give you praise. And it is in your name we pray. Amen. Tonight is going to be a hit and miss, but this is what was laid on my heart. What does God expect from us? You know what God expects from us? Get your pens and your pads, because I'm going to give you some scriptures. And hopefully, as we go through this new season, if we run into things that we feel as if we need to go back and refresh, that we have some scriptures that we can stand on, even in our prayers. The Lord asks us to build a petition. That means whenever we pray, we're supposed to find scriptures that meet those needs. So hopefully these scriptures that I give you today, if there is a need, you can go back and put these scriptures in your petitions prior to going before the Lord. Because what you do is you put your scriptures together, you begin to meditate on those scriptures. Because the Lord said his word is the only thing that won't come back void. His word. Let's begin to do that in this season, is to get our scriptures together, meditate on them day and night, and then go before the Lord now that we have them in our heart and ask the Lord to bless. That's the seed that you've planted, and ask the Lord to water that seed so it can begin to grow and you can then begin to expect the harvest. Now, I think it's true that we place unrealistic expectations on ourselves. We're not able to live up to them. And sometimes we create a picture in our head that we're not able to live up to. And this sometimes can make our life miserable. People also can put unfair expectations on us as well. Unrealistic expectations from others, it doesn't energize us, nor does it encourage us. But we're called to, and we're expected to fulfill specific responsibilities in various areas of our lives. Well, let me explain what I'm talking about. When I committed to being a wife, there were expectations. I was expected to be supportive, honoring, loving, and faithful to my husband. When I committed to being a mom, there were expectations. I was expected to care for my babies that were put in my charge, to feed them, to clothe them, nurture, raise, and protect them. As a member of a family or community, there were expectations. I was expected to be present, to do my part, to work alongside, be a servant, and to be unified in heart and spirit. But some of us don't always take this one seriously. When I committed to a ministry, there were expectations. I was expected to share the love and truth of Christ with those I've come in contact with, and to be loving, sacrificial, giving, generous, and honest with the work I was called to do. In the beginning, God made a commitment to you and me, to love us, to care for us, to nurture us, protect us, and to save us. He freely offers the gift of salvation and eternal life and an opportunity to be with him forever after this life. But how many of us know that this gift was not free? It came with a cost so big and heavy that we couldn't pay for it, that Jesus had to send his son to die Mm-hmm. So we've been brought with a price, mm-hmm. and we are his children. Now, all he asks us to do is to live on mission with him, to commit ourselves to him. But this commitment has responsibilities. This commitment comes with expectations. Here's some of the things that God expects from us. He expects us to surrender all to him. Philippians 1 and 21. Also Galatians 2 and 20. He expects us to know him and to believe him. Isaiah 43:10. He expects us to love him and to love each other, as in Matthew 22:37-40. He expects us to glorify him. Psalms 86:12. He expects us to trust and obey him. Psalms 37:5 and Jeremiah 7:23. He also expects us to talk to him. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. He expects us to follow him. Matthew 10:38. He expects us to fix our eyes on Jesus instead of looking other places to get a fix. Hebrews 12:2. He expects us to be compassionate to ourselves and to others. 1 Peter 3:8. He expects us to be truthful with ourselves and with others. Proverbs 16:13. He expects us to guard our hearts. Don't listen to everything. Don't take everything to heart. Proverbs 4:23. When people say things, don't take it to heart. Out of all you're getting, get an understanding. And when you have to release stuff, release it. Guard your heart. He tells us to guard our heart with all diligence. But he expects us to be grateful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. He wants you to be a generous giver, Matthew 10 and 8. He wants you to be encouraging. That's why I do what I do now. Be encouraging, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. Also, he expects us to be forgiving. Forgive easy. Don't take it with you, Matthew 6, 15. He expects us to wait on him, Psalms 27, 4. And he expects for us to be faithful. 1 Samuel 12:24. It's easy to get bogged down by expectations of this world. Just place the religion places on us. Sometimes we have things that we were told that we couldn't do in religions. It bog us down. Those were expectations and that was put on us by who we were connected to. We also have expectations placed on us by our job. Expectations placed on us by our relationships. Those expectations sometimes need some reflection. And you have to put it in perspective before you decide whether they are important enough to meet. But God calls to responsibility is different. He's going to give you everything you need to do what he's asking you to do. Everything you need for your life if he puts you on a mission with him. And these expectations should not be burdensome. The expectations are going to be the root of your blessings. The blessings of putting our life in the hand of God, walking with him, striving to fulfill his expectations, they're life-giving. And they're going to be pressed down, running over, shaken together, beyond measure. So let's begin to accept God's expectations and receive his blessings. Amen. I'm done. That's what God expects for us. And I tell you this, when we begin to live on mission for God, it's easy to let things go. It's easy to not hold on to stuff. And I'm telling you, it's going to be so important in this season for us to just let stuff go. Just let it go. It's not worth us losing our lives under stress, under unrealistic expectations, under unrealistic obligations that in the end won't reap a harvest, doesn't give you any benefits in life, and nor death does it give you any benefits. Because when you start looking at the expectations that people put on you and you kind of try to find out where is God in this, sometimes you find out he's not in it. So as we go through life taking on certain responsibilities, be certain that it is where God needs us to be in this season. He needs you to be an effective witness. I know when he elevated me, the thing that he asked me was, if I send you to them, will they receive you? That was a big fat no. And when I got that right, and the Lord asked me, if I send you to them, will they receive you? And I was able to say yes. That person came to me and released me from the position that I was in. They were the key to me getting to the next level. So we never know who God is using to open up that blessing. So it is important that we not give our power away to people that are not deserving of it. That was really deep for me. Does anybody have anything God's done for you? So we've just got to be strategic in living this life. We got to let our life be the example that we want to get back. Because if you plant hate and if you plant gossip, that's what you're going to get back. The law of reciprocity works. And even when you have committed your life and you believe God and you trust God, believe me, all those seeds that you sowed, you're going to reap them just as saved as you can be. They're going to come back and slap you in the eye. Believe me, you're going to have to eat them. And you have to eat them with grace. You're going to have to eat it with grace. But everything that you have put out in the atmosphere, it's going to come back. And when it comes back, my prayer is that we have the grace to understand and be able to handle those things as they come. God still loves us, but he told us you're going to reap what you sow. That's a true statement. God is good. We're determined that neither life nor death, not anything that comes up with us, to us, in front of us, is going to separate us from the love of God. We believe, and we're going to stand on God's word no matter what. God, we thank you. Lord, we love you. We praise your holy name. We thank you, God, for the expectations that you have on this life that you've given us of ministry, God. God, we thank you that each one of us are a ministry. And as we go out and we see the things that are needed in the world, God, we ask you to strengthen our hearts, strengthen our minds, strengthen our souls. Oh, God, we praise you. We praise you. Thank you, Lord, that you crowned us with your glory, that you've given us what we need, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you are our strong tower that we can run in and that we're safe. Every bereaved family, God, we ask you, Lord, to just throw your arms around their hearts and their minds as they go through the loss, the hurt, the disappointments, the upset, the ups and downs. God, we ask you right now to cover by the blood of Jesus every hurt, every open wound, God. We hear there is a bomb in Gilead, God. And we're asking, Lord, that you would soothe that broken heart. That you would cover the weary mind, Jesus. Lord, you said, come to you all who are heavy laden. God, that you would give us rest. That you would cover us. We need you, God. To mend our broken hearts, to help our wandering minds, to open our ears to hear you comfort our souls, God. And we thank you, Lord, as we begin to thank you for all that you are to us, God. Ask you right now to just mend, cover, comfort, care. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Crown our week, God, with manifestations. Crown our week with breakthroughs, God. Thank you, God, that we are wise and we're in good health, that we have the authority of confidence, God, and we give you praise. We give you all glory. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Go looking for breakthroughs. Go looking for manifestations, because they will come as we open our minds with expectations. And as we complete our expectations to God, he will give us the desires of our heart. And that's what we're going to be expecting this week. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys back here next week.